I was 25 years old and had just gotten off from work. I was wearing dress pants, dress shirt, a blazer, and black flats. I was meeting up with a longtime family friend to discuss mental health issues he was having with his adult son. I've known this man since I was 8 years old. The man was in his mid-50s. We met up and I got in his vehicle to talk. He began driving and I asked, "Where are we going?" He said, "I want to show you some property that I bought to hunt on." I began asking him about his son and how things were going, since this was the reason for meeting up. Once we got to the location, I realized that isn't the reason that he asked for my help. We were now alone and secluded in the woods. He said, "I hope you know the reason why I asked you to come with me now." He attempted to touch my hand and I pulled away. He said, "You know that I can be your sugar daddy. Lean over and kiss me." I responded by saying, "This is not a good idea and I do not agree with what you're doing. I need you to take me back to my car. I am not doing this." The man apologized and made me promise to never tell anyone. He said, "This is going to be our little secret, right?" In that moment, I had promised and agreed just so I could get out of that situation safely. I was so scared. After I got to the car, I rushed home and told my father about what had happened with him. My father and his friend went to their home and confronted him in front of his wife and son. This was the first time that I had also disclosed that sexual abuse I experienced as a child to my father. This has had a lasting impact on our family. The next day, I called a C3I agent who was a friend. I told him about the situation and that there was a hunting camera right on us. Since the incident happened in another state and nothing happened, they could not further investigate. However, the situation is still on file. Since then, the man has attempted to say hi to me. I have ignored the interactions. He works in the same building as myself.